Proclamation number 5512 of 21st of October, 1952. God's word, proof of his love and mercy. The supply of the divine word is an act of grace of utmost importance, for people are so far removed from God that they themselves make it impossible for them to be struck by a ray of God's light and love. Yet this light of God's love penetrates in order to illuminate the souls and stop their turning away from God, in order to reduce their resistance and cause their return to God. It is an act of God's grace which testifies to his infinite love. The human race is ripe for judgment, or rather, it fails its test of earthly life and has therefore forfeited the right to stay on this earth because it does not use earthly life according to its purpose. Yet God's mercy applies to his creations which have fallen away from him, and he will leave no stone unturned if only one soul can be helped to salvation. And therefore he himself meets these creations which have turned away from him in the word. God himself is the word. Thus God himself descends to earth when his word is conveyed to earth. He makes contact with people and gives them the most effective means which leads to the aim, to union with him. As soon as the creature distances itself from God of its own free will, it deprives itself of his strength of love, and it is incapable of doing anything for its higher development. Free will prevents a compulsory return to God, but by distancing itself from God the creature erects a barrier for itself. And God's great love and mercy breaks through this barrier. He goes after those who turn away from him. This is a grace of unspeakable significance, for people reject God's love, but God nevertheless touches them with his stream of love. He addresses people, he wants to win them over with words of love and mercy, with helpful instructions and indications of the end. He does not repel like, for he sees the hardship of his creatures which they do not recognize in their blindness. Like a faithful father, he seeks to protect them from ruin. 21st of the 10th, 1952, he offers his help to people so obviously that they would also have to recognize his love and voluntarily turn to him. Yet the strength of his love cannot become fully effective because peoples will resist it. And there will only ever be a few who benefit and make proper use of the greater than great gift of grace. And these few will still be able to work amongst people as revivalists and professors of faith until the end. They will be able to speak with conviction and work for God and his kingdom with strength which they can draw from this undeserved gift of grace. They will have a beneficial effect amongst their fellow human beings and especially come to the fore when everything threatens to disintegrate, when there will be earthly and spiritual chaos and the near end is clearly recognizable. Then only those people will be listened to who have a living faith and represent the living word of God, who have received from the treasure of grace and can therefore also hand it out where greatest spiritual need dictates it. God's love follows people and in times of adversity the letter take hold of them, and then they will also be saved for all eternity. Amen.